Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keith?
Oh, yes, Jones, I am. I was born ready for a Patriots Friday. What a season it has been. Team is rolling. You got a marquee matchup, one of the best games of the entire weekend.
It is a marquee matchup,
isn't
it?
It's a huge game. This could be a Super Bowl preview, Jones.
It could be.
Could be. I mean, really any game, I guess, AFC versus NFC could be.
Well.
But not especially when you have two top teams, two division leaders. Why not? Why not dream big?
I think it's a fun week for the Patriots, although I hear if they lose, it's going to be bad for them.
So
there's a lot at stake,
yeah,
apparently.
Some are saying.
You know, you lose this week, it's going to be bad.
I think it'll be okay.
But I would tell you that I think it's mostly, and look, they get blown out or something like that. That could go poorly.
Yeah.
But I hate putting a team, and I said this yesterday, in like a no-lose situation.
Yeah, you're wearing a full house money.
You go in and it's all good and this and that. But I do think there are ways they can lose the game and we feel good about them. You know, like a moral victory coming out of a game like this. I do think you could have that against Tampa.
Yeah.
I think we've seen that in the past. The Rams one from 2001 is the famous one. I think there was a good game in Green Bay in 2014. I think there are games like this that do happen. But, you know, and if they win, I think it would go a long way to legitimizing them to the rest of the country. You and I already have them when we did tiers this week.
Top tier.
On the top tier.
Take a look.
It's hard for them to go much higher in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
But I do
We'd
think
have to build another tier.
We would. We'll have to put them on their own separate tier. But it's a way to legitimize themselves to the rest of the country. And, you know, not for nothing, I'm happy they went 4-0 in these last four games. We looked at that stretch and we're like, they're all very winnable games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they stubbed their toe in one. They did not. This is going to be another real test. Buffalo was a super fun week, mostly because they won. This has the chance to be that again, and you can talk about it all day long. Here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on the phones and on the text line. You can interact on Twitter and on Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat.
Sure.
Going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI. Busy Friday, Keefe. Not
always.
Only a Patriots Friday.
Super busy.
We'll talk to the milkman, Milton Williams.
Nice.
In the 1 o'clock hour.
You had a good year.
We have a top five Friday for you at 10:45.
What's it going to be?
Top five Pirates.
Oh, yeah. They're playing the Bucks.
Playing the Buccaneers.
Topical. A topical top five, as they all are. They all are.
Show me a top five that hasn't been topical.
I can't find one.
So we'll do that coming up at 10:45. Yep.
Okay.
We have the Friday four pack of questions about Pats and Bucks at 11:30. What else do we have here today? Oh, Week in Review.
Week in Review.
At 12:45.
And?
How could I forget about it?
Oh, boy. Keys to the Bucks game.
Keys to Pats and Bucks. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Keith's still somehow alive in the Survivor pool.
I'm rolling. I've got nine straight games, right?
I think this is the week where you get got.
Well.
Bold prediction. I think this is the week where you get
straight. So you're just betting against me now?
Yeah.
You got the field?
I'm fading whatever you're taking.
All right, fine.
But we'll do all that coming up. Meanwhile, with the Patriots and the Bucks. Even if it could go badly for them.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Out of these two teams, who's got a better chance at winning the Super Bowl this year, Patriots or Bucks?
I think this is a tough one because I picked the Bucks to make it to the Super Bowl prior to the year. I do feel like the NFC might be a bit more of a hornet's nest. I feel like getting through the Rams, Packers, Eagles, Lions, you might have to play all three of those teams. Is a tougher road than the AFC. Now, the AFC also could be a lot more difficult depending on how things shake out. Like, if Lamar Jackson is healthy the rest of the way and the Ravens jump back into the playoffs, and if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are in there and Josh Allen, you could be like, all right, that's kind of a murderer's row as well. But a long way to say it, I think the Patriots, believe it or not, and part of it might be they have a better chance than the Bucs do, in my mind, of getting the number one overall seed. So right there, it's one less game on a tough road to get there. So just by win percentage chance or whatever, they would be a little bit better. I think it's close, though. Like, I think they're two different teams, but where they're at in their respective conferences, I think, are pretty similar. But my long answer would be the Pats.
I think your process is right, and I would agree with your answer.
Thank
the
you.
Patriots.
Thank you.
Like, you might be getting an all-time quarterback season out of Drake May on the short list with Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. You might be getting that type of season out of Drake May.
Yeah.
Now, not all of those guys won in their MVP seasons, but you might be getting that kind of year out of them. That's going to put you in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk down to Baker Mayfield, but May's having a better season right now.
May is, yeah, over the last 3 weeks, he has surpassed him. I also like Vrabel more than Bowles.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, Todd Bowles has been a pretty good coach there. He's kept it going post-Brady in Tampa. So I think Bowles deserves some credit for that.
Sure.
But yeah, I prefer Vrabel as well. And you just said the AFC is wide. We keep talking about how wide open the AFC is. Did you watch the Broncos last night?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did.
We're going to get to Thursday Night Football coming up. Did you watch them? They're 8-2. And they look like hot garbage against the Raiders. Although, if we're going to be fair, they at least beat the Raiders. You couldn't. But they didn't look good. That's one of the best teams in the AFC. In fact, right now,
8-2.
They have the best record in the AFC.
Winner. The proven winner.
The Colts went out and were aggressive at the trade deadline and got Sauce Gardner.
Right.
But in some ways, that was an acknowledgement that they didn't believe in their team and what they've done. Uh-huh. They knew they needed more. So they went out and got Sauce Gardner and improved their team to really try and contend. Pittsburgh right now, who beat the Patriots head-to-head, is the 4 seed. Pats could have won that game. They've already beaten Buffalo. We've been through the AFC a million times.
Yeah.
The NFC, for a team to tiptoe their way out of there, you got to get past the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Rams,
the
Lions, maybe my Carolina Panthers.
But
that's just a much, much, much tougher field. So even if you think they're similar teams, and I do.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Vegas thinks they're similar teams, by the way. Pats are 2.5-point dogs, last I checked. I didn't look this
morning. 2.5, yeah, last I checked as well. Tampa Bay's been more banged up. Patriots are dealing with some injuries right now.
That tells you, though, neutral field, they're even.
Yep.
So Vegas,
even Steven.
Vegas thinks they're even teams.
Yep.
And the NFC is going to be more difficult than the AFC. I think the Patriots have a better chance. Better.
Yeah.
Not a lock, but a better chance than Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl this year. I do think that.
All right. Let's take a look at if Vegas backs that up or not.
I'm going to guess no.
Okay. I would guess no as well.
When you said
Super Bowl odds.
When you said the Pats yesterday, I thought you said their Super Bowl odds yesterday. Didn't you say like plus 1,200?
No, that was AFC odds.
Oh, that was just to get out of the...
to. Sorry. You're asking the question now to win the whole Super Bowl. The favorite is the Chiefs, which is funny because I think the Bills are slight favorites to win the AFC, but the Chiefs are slight favorite to win the whole thing.
The Bills might win the AFC, but if they get there...
Right, or it's like
they're going to get it.
But if the Chiefs play the Bills in the playoffs, we know how that's going to end.
Yeah, good point.
But the Patriots and Bucks are actually somewhat similar. The Bucks are plus 2,500 to win the Super Bowl. The Patriots are plus 3,000. So Vegas would suggest Bucks.
They do think Tampa.
But not by like a wide margin. So I think you and I taking the Patriots isn't like outlandish, isn't like a homer pick.
I think Vegas is wrong on this one. So you can discuss. 617.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
779-7937. Plus 3,000?
Plus 3,000?
Yeah, that's definitely a buying. How could that possibly be a sucker's bet?
+3 Lego Death Stars?
I can't see how that would be a sucker's bet. So you can discuss all day long here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. This matchup this weekend should be a fun one. A reminder, Patriots Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local games live all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 10 matchup.
We've been talking
about it.
Woo!
The New England Patriots, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Similar question.
Yes.
Who would you take, Drake May or Baker Mayfield?
So I think, you've really put me in a corner here. I think long-term, are you talking about Sunday or their careers?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Drake May's playing better. Drake May's playing better. I think they're both clearly top 10 quarterbacks this year. Mayfield was a top 5 guy. He may have played himself out. I have to begrudgingly give your guy Matthew Stafford some credit. So it's probably in some order: Drake May, Stafford, Mahomes, Allen, and I think there's a jump up for that fifth. You know, looks like some weeks it looks like Darnold, some weeks it looks like Goff. It could still be Lamar. It could be Baker, but he's cooled. He had a bye last week, but the 2 weeks prior to that, Baker wasn't very good. Whereas Drake May, how can you argue with what he's done? Like, he's just seven straight weeks with a QB rating over 100. Like, that's outrageous. Like, the best quarterback, like, Hall of Fame quarterbacks have never done that.
No, is he eight straight weeks?
Oh, eight.
I think he's eight now.
I shorted him one.
Yeah.
So eight straight weeks with a quarterback rating over 100. So as much as I like Baker Mayfield, and I would say maybe, like, overall, like, he might, there's a chance he's the better quarterback, but he's not playing better right now. And then if you factor in, you know, age and long-term stuff. But even for this Sunday, I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's a good quarterback matchup. It's as even as it's going to be with everybody outside of Allen and Lamar that Drake May plays the rest of the season. But yeah, I'd give it the slight edge to Drake May.
Well, it makes sense you would feel that way. You hate Baker Mayfield, so it does make sense. But no, I think your answer is right. It's Drake May. He's on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Even last week, which wasn't his best, and you just illustrated this. If that's his low and that's as bad as he's going to play, I've heard a lot of people say it this week, and I think they're right. Hart's been harping on this since Monday, maybe even Sunday evening. Like, if that's as bad as it's going to be, that's still pretty damn good. He still was able to run out the clock at the end of the game, although he had two cracks at it. He was still able to throw for 200-plus and have his 100-plus quarterback rating and make plays throughout the game on third and longs to Steph Diggs, etc. He's still out there looking like a top-flight MVP candidate. So, no, you get those two choices at quarterback.
Yeah.
Drake May. And it's part of why I answered the question the other way. Who has a better chance to win this year at the Pats? Because of Drake May. The one thing that people have an issue with, and I guess I maybe have less of an issue with it than most, is Drake May and the amount of sacks he's taken this year. He talked about it the other day, put it on himself. I got to be better. We've started to hear more and more of that. Josh McDaniels was asked about this yesterday. How do they fix the mounting issues with pressure and getting Drake May sacked? Here's their offensive coordinator.
I think Kyle's doing a lot of really good things.
Wrong one. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. One
more time. Way back.
Ooh,
that
machine.
Was a little tease to some Kyle Williams discussion.
It was.
There.
Stay tuned for that one later.
Yes, Kyle. I Here's like that.
Record. Let's hear a little McDaniels on fixing the O-line.
I think that we're trying to thread a fine line here of, you know, making those plays off schedule, which everyone loves, including me. He does. Everybody else does. And then doing something where we hang on to it a little longer than maybe we could, and then incur a negative play or a turnover, which we don't want to, obviously, we don't want to do those either. So I think generally speaking, our pass protection has been pretty sound. And I also think that he's made some really good plays with his legs and extended some things and made some good pass plays by extending the plays. So I don't think we want to overcoach that and take that away from him.
Okay. I actually like what McDaniel said there.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, we got to find the balance. We don't want to take it away. I like those plays. He likes those plays. We all like those plays.
He's like well aware that everybody wants him to run.
We want to get out of negative plays. But I would put this up there with the people who were worried about Drake May getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like the nanas who are like, well, if he keeps running, he's going to get himself hurt. And I get it. I see what's going on with Jaden Daniels. I see what's going on with other mobile quarterbacks. I also see Josh Allen playing every single week, and he's the guy who probably puts himself in harm's way the most, more than any other quarterback in the league, and he never misses a game.
Right.
So, I don't know. On some level, maybe you need some luck there. I don't mind Drake May running. I'd rather not see him smash his head off the turf, but I'm not overly worried about it. Since he took over the job from Jacoby Brissett, he's never missed a start. He left one game and didn't return against the Jets. Other than that, when he's been checked on, he's returned to the game. I think people way over-dramatize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are playing up the sacks as well as negative plays. He has some negative plays. He makes, I don't know, 2-1, 3-1 the amount of positive plays to negative plays. And so I wouldn't screw with that. If he takes a sack here and there because he's trying to hold out and make a big play downfield and waiting for a receiver to get open, I'll take that trade-off. I'd largely say it's much ado about nothing. Of course I'd like him to get sacked fewer times. Duh.
Well, sure.
I'd like him to get hit less. Duh. But I also would say, all right, now I got to pick. Do I want to change the way he plays? No.
Not right
so
now.
I'm willing to put up with it.
Yeah, the guy's playing like an MVP, so I don't really want to tinker with much. And some of the best plays he's made this year have been when the original play breaks down and he kind of scrambles out. You know, there's a bunch to Steph Diggs. There's a few to Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, or just him running have been pretty big for him this year. So there is something to be said about the how many yards you lose on a sack, right? Because he's been sacked too much. Like, you don't want to be in the top three or four. He's currently second in quarterbacks that have been sacked the most. So you don't want that, but it's pretty staggering when you look at it. We did this earlier in the week or last week. Cam Ward's been sacked 4 more times than Drake May, but for over 100 more yards.
Yeah, it's like double the yards.
It's the length
to it.
Of a football field he's been sacked more, and only 4 more times. So like Cam Ward and some other quarterbacks in the league don't take a lot of 1- and 2-yard sacks, so it's 2nd and 12. It's 2nd and 20, and you're basically already like out of it. So at least he hasn't done a lot of that. But, I mean, it can't be perfect, right? Like, the guy's played 9 games. There should be some room for improvement. There should be some things to sort of tinker with. And I think that's one of them. You know, you want him to hold on to the ball a little bit better, right? Like, you and I both agree, like, the fumbles are a little bit more concerning than even the handful of picks that he's thrown.
The fumbles, to me, are top of the list.
Yeah.
Way more than sacks, way more than him getting hit, way more than the picks. The fumbles, I think, is a legitimate concern. The other ones, I mostly think, are overblown.
I think the sack one is, just because the number is so high, it obviously hasn't killed him. They're 7-2. They're scoring points. But you almost wonder if you clean that up a little bit. Even if it is a loss of 2 or 3, what if it's a loss of 0? Like, what if, you know, throw the ball away or, you know, something. I'm not trying to say, like, hey, thread the needle and try to, like, fit every throw. No. Know when to throw it away. Save yourself even a couple of yards. It might come down to that.
So I think that's going to be a key to this week's matchup. Can they get that cleaned up? I don't think they lose if he gets sacked 5 times, but I think they put themselves in a good spot, obviously, if they can get that cleaned up. It's this week's Verizon matchup brought to you by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. A lot of people are on this one, Keith. I was reading your guy, Aaron Schatz.
Schatz.
Over at ESPN. He's got a bold prediction for this weekend's game.
Yeah, he dropped a good article.
He says, Bucks linebacker Yaya Diaby.
What?
Yaya Diaby.
Yeah.
Aaron Schatz says this.
I know.
Is going to have multiple sacks against Will Campbell because... And
he's
this is
calling
what,
multiple sacks.
This is what I actually thought was interesting. I actually think the stat in here that's interesting is Will Campbell is currently 56th among qualifying tackles.
How many qualify?
I don't know. Good question.
You can't just say he's 56th out of
64?
If it's 100 tackles.
Okay, but he's 56th. There's not 100 tackles. You think there's 100?
In the NFL today?
It's not, but my
probably
point,
more than that.
This is not offensive linemen. This is among qualifying tackles. He does not list the total amount. He's 56th with a pass block win rate of 84%. While taking sacks is May's biggest weakness at 34, he says only the Titans' Cam Ward has more.
Yeah,
so that does highlight some of the Will Campbell issues this year. And I think last week was better. I think the Myles Garrett game was bad. I think it's been a mixed bag with him, but mostly it's been good. How does he hold up against Todd Bowles and that Tampa pass rush this week? We'll keep an eye on it. With all your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Who are you taking this weekend? Drake May? Or Baker Mayfield, a quarterback that we both think very highly of. And who has the better chance of winning a Super Bowl this year, the Patriots or the Buccaneers? I think that question is very interesting based on last night's Thursday night game. We'll get to it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you our Top 5 Pirates at 1045. We got the Friday 4-pack, a 4-pack of questions for Pats and Bucks at 1130. Week in review at 1245. And the keys, Keith's keys, to Pats and Bucks at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for all of it. Billy Lanny with the latest here in trending. And when we come back, are the Broncos on Thursday Night Football last night barely beating the Raiders contenders or pretenders. That's next.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Boston Bruins have extended their winning streak to 5 games after last night's 3-2 overtime win against the Ottawa Senators at the TD Garden. Pavel Zacha netted the game winner with 6 seconds left in OT. Jonas Korpisalo made 20 saves on 22 shots in the victory. Up next, the Bruins will be in Toronto to play the Maple Leafs tomorrow night. Tonight, the Boston Celtics are in Orlando to play the Magic. This game is a group stage matchup in the NBA Cup tournament. According to WEEI Celtics insider Justin Turpin, Xavier Tillman will miss tonight's game due to personal reasons. Tip-off from the Kia Center is at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at New England Patriots practice, Kayshon Booty, Christian Ellis, and Ramondre Stevenson did not participate. Garrett Bradbury, Joshua Fama, Mate Mapu were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers. Kickoff from Raymond James Stadium is at 1. Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown has been arrested and is facing an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting in May. Brown was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. On Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos defeated the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. Last night, Boston College basketball got the 76-47 win over the Citadel Bulldogs. Up next for the Eagles, they will host Central Connecticut on Tuesday night. Tonight, Boston College Hockey is in Vermont to take on the Catamounts. This game can be heard on WEEI AM 850. Pregame begins at 6:45, and faceoff from Gutterson Fieldhouse is at 7. And tomorrow afternoon, Boston College football hosts SMU Mustangs. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7, with pregame beginning at 11:30, and kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at noon. Head into the 99 Restaurants for hot hottie helpings. Dig into homestyle chicken pot pie with tons of chicken and a flaky crust, or warm your belly with the classic Yankee pot roast loaded with slow simmered beef. So grab your friends and come on in. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.